Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna start off with this. What's gonna be upset loss by the Jets
here? Yeah, it's looking like that. You know, Sanchez just threw an interception, and
yep,
the Texans are leading by one, and they're probably gonna kick a field goal here. Right now, it's fourth and goal. So.
Yeah, this we'll definitely lead off with the this Jets collapse on defense, as they allow the Texans to 414 unanswered points. We'll also then switch gears on the Giants as they try to stop the Michael Vick Express as
mm-hmm.
they face off later tonight. Coming off Michael Vick's video game-like performance, throwing for four touchdowns, you know, rushing for two touchdowns.
Yeah, six touchdowns total.
Yeah. He not only beat that team last week, you know, with his arm. He beat them with his legs too, as he's known to do.
Yeah, well, you know, when he's healthy, he's one of the most exciting players. If not, he's the most exciting player in the NFL.
Oh yeah. And Yep, and that just put the capper on it. They kicked the extra pointer. Now they're up by 4, 27-23, Texans.
Yeah.
And we're also going to talk a little hot stove, you know, even though there's nothing really brewing, really, except for, you know, Mets are close. They're, you know, as early as maybe tonight or tomorrow, they're going to reveal who's the new manager, and they're expected to have their press conference on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll talk, you know, about the Yankees as they're actually going to, as usual, spend money on actual free agents.
Yep.
And as they try to re-sign their own Jeter and Mariano Rivera. And we'll also talk a little NBA with the Knicks actually on a winning streak. And no, folks, it's not a one-game winning streak. Actually won 3 games in a row on the West Coast of all places.
Break up the Knicks.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they won't get broke up when they come back to the Garden. Charlotte. Bobcats. Now the Knicks improved to 6-8. And Nets fell to the Nuggets, LOL, last night. Discussed that also. And you know how it is. Sports, entertainment, everything else. And to end off the show, talk a little, you know, sports entertainment. Talk about the Raw old school special and a little bit of SmackDown. And you saw TNA, so you could...
I saw some of it. I see all of
So you could give us a little feedback on that also.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as usual, folks, sports, entertainment, everything else, feel free to call in and talk whatever you want to talk about. And this week's, this, you know, as usual, this Thursday is going to be Thanksgiving. So you could also talk about what you're thankful about, you know, sports or whatever you want to talk about. Got the phone number. So without further ado, let's kick off with this heartbreaking disaster, which is the Jets right now. They were looking strong. They were 23-7. And now they just threw the game. And now, wait, LaDainian Tomlinson, there's 28 seconds in here. They're trying to score a touchdown here because that's the only thing the only chance they got.
Yeah, the thing is, the Jets don't have any timeouts left. So
yep.
They got to hurry up and, you know, spike the ball.
Yeah. But, barring a miraculous play like last week, they're going to fall here. 24 seconds left, no timeout. Doesn't look good for the Jets.
Oh!
Hail Mary right here. He's going for a Hail Mary. He's close.
Wow.
Oh. 16 seconds left in the game. What a throw by Sanchez.
Wow. Wow.
Whoa.
And he could have reached the end zone, too, if he didn't tackle.
Yeah, if he didn't fall down, if he didn't get tackled at the end, he could have scored here. Nothing cute here. Just try to score here with 16 seconds left, man.
Wow.
Goal. They got to score here.
That was a great pass.
Oh, man. They can't get this far and give up another interception. They got to.
Real.
Man, what a throw by Sanchez. Oh, man. This when the pressure gets tough, this guy, you know, he stands up, man.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, man. I already penciled this game a loss, but he got to get this touchdown here with 6 seconds left into the game. All right, 16 seconds, if I didn't say that correctly. Oh, man.
That was a nice pass.
Oh, man. What a throw.
Nice throw, bad coverage by the Texan defense.
Yeah, he was lucky he was able to stop that ball. All right, come on, let's get this ball in. All right, come on.
Oh, that's a touchdown.
Oh, he did it!
Wow.
Oh, man! Touchdown, Jets! 29
crazy.
10 seconds left into the ball game. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Our Texans are stuck.
Man, another play, man. Oh, my God.
It'll be the second time in 2 weeks. Came back.
Mahomes touchdown Jets, 29-27 Jets. Yep, with 10 seconds left in the game. Man. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, they're going to review it, but, you know, it looks like he didn't go out of bounds.
Forgive me, the late Cyril Zudo. Holy cow, man, what a play.
Yeah, it looks like he was inbound.
Man.
Yeah, that was a touchdown.
Wow. What a comeback.
Touchdown.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. They reviewed it and under review, and of course, they reviewed it is a touchdown. And now Nick Falk is gonna try to go for the extra pointer here. Makes it 30-27.
Yeah, it's good.
And that makes it official. Yep. Yeah, the only way they could beat the Jets is if on a reception, front reception touchdown. That's the only way they could. Mac, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Are you in awe of the comeback?
Yeah, it was a good. That was a nice comeback. Nice pass by Sanchez. And, you know, two times in 2 weeks, he came back now.
Pretty sure the listeners who's listening to the show right now, they're speechless themselves right now. But what a play, man.
Yeah, that was
barring
a good play.
Barring a punt reception touchdown, Jets got this one in the bag.
Yeah. Texans, they can only go for Hail Marys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, you're right. The punt reception or, you know, they stop the clock and then go for Hail Mary. Yeah, those are the only two ways they could score with 10 seconds left into the game. Oh, man. What a play. Hopefully the Giants are hoping they're not in a position like that and they just dominate the Eagles.
See, tonight's going to be a slugfest, the Giants and Eagles, for first place.
Oh, yeah. All the marbles on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Texans are going to be too far away to throw a Hail Mary. They're going to have to throw a bomb here.
Yep, hopefully they won't. I don't know.
Intercepted.
Yep.
Game over.
Intercepted by the Jets. That will do it.
Yep. Another comeback.
Man, that was a horrible crushing loss, but three weeks in a row, Jets trying to win, come back from behind to win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, actually, it was like three of the last four, because the other game the first game back from the bye week they lost.
Yeah. Yeah, Sanchez, he's proven he's comeback Joe.
Yep. What a game.
Oh, yeah.
But onto your Giants. I mean, both of those teams are known for their defense, but it might be a slugfest because Michael Vick looked unstoppable, and you know Eli, he's gonna bring his A game with the division on the line.
Oh yeah, and this is gonna be in Philadelphia, and you know those Philly fans are crazy.
Oh yeah.
So.
Okay. Oh yeah.
It'd be a crazy game tonight.
It's gonna be a crazy game before and after. If the Phillies lose, the Eagles lose, man.
Yeah.
They better run for their lives.
Yeah. Well.
Fans and the Giant fans and the Giant players. Yo, imagine if they had a play like Santonio Holmes against Texans, and they get a game winning touchdown too. Once Let me think of somebody. Let's say Brandon Jacobs scored a touchdown to win the game. Then he better run. He better, after he scored the touchdown, he better keep running to his car. People are going to try to shoot. You know how the Philly Philadelphia fans are.
Yeah, they're known to be very crazy. Giants, they got to win this one.
I'm pretty sure none of the fans are going to be jumping into the fans like if it's Seattle or, Green Bay, or you know how the players, when they score a touchdown, they jump into the fans.
Right.
If you're an Eagle player, I'm pretty sure you're not gonna be doing that.
Yeah, but this game might be dominated by defense, because Phillies, they have a good defense, they blitz. Giants have a good defense, so
yeah,
might be a battle of defenses tonight.
That's what on paper it should be, because both teams are known for their defense.
And they gotta stop Vic. That's the number one thing.
Oh yeah.
Prevent him from running. Keep him in the box.
Yep.
Just make him throw. Let him beat us with the throw, but not with the run.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta let him beat him. Exactly. You said it right on the head. You nailed it right on the head.
Mm-hmm.
Because Vic, with his feet, he's unstoppable.
Yep.
Practically unstoppable. But before coming to the Eagles, he was known, he was known not to be a great passer. He's more of like a quarterback. He's like a running back playing quarterback.
Yeah.
His speed, his power. I mean, the Giants are gonna have a handful and a footful.
Oh yeah. That's why we have to keep him in the box. Just let him beat us with the throw, but not the run.
Yep.
Knock him in the mouth. Guy. Hopefully, you can injure him. Knock him out of the game.
You guys gonna have to blitz him,
Yeah, we have to knock him out of the game.
Yeah.
Give him a concussion or something.
Sound like you're talking about WWE, and you pull out a steel chair and hit him on the head. Somebody hit him on the steel head.
We might have to do that. We just might have to do that.
You better hope he don't put he don't put OCU Manure on 619 or something. But yeah, it's gonna be a big game.
Oh yeah.
No doubt about that. So of course I know you're gonna pick. You're expecting the Giants to come away with the win.
Well, yeah, I'm a Giant fan, so of course I'm gonna go with my Giants. Like I said, it's gonna be a tough game tonight. You know, Eagles are always tough.
Yeah.
And you know, Phillies are gonna be tough. They blitz a lot. And again, Vic, right now he's playing at a high level right now. He's running, throwing the ball.
Yeah.
He looked like an unstoppable team, but, tonight's for the division, so we got to bring our A game.
Oh, yeah.
Last week, we got surprised by the Cowboys, but that was expected,
yeah.
Yeah,
they definitely...
They have a new coach that they're playing for.
Wade Garrett, right. Yeah, they definitely need to redeem themselves after that horrible performance.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that the Cowboys are horrible, but, that's a divisional rival, and... The history between the Cowboys is legendary, right up there with the Eagles,
mm-hmm.
or even more so with the Eagles rivalry.
Yeah.
The NFC East, but they definitely got to be prepared because we all assume Vic's gonna have, he's gonna bring his A game. I don't know if he'll be as great as he was last week, but
yep.
Gotta be ready.
Looking forward to a great game tonight.
Yep. I guess we'll switch gears to a little baseball, talk a little bit about that before going to the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So what were your thoughts on what is your thoughts on this, the proceeding so far with the Derek Jeter thing?
Well, again, the Yankees are taking a tough stance, They want to give him at least a 2 to 3 year deal, I think, but Jeter wants more.
Yeah.
And more money. So, I want the Yankees on this one. I love Jeter, but the guy is getting older. His numbers were down last year. So I think we should, go for a 2-year deal. And, don't throw the bank at him. The guy already has made a lot of money throughout his career, so.
Yeah, he made $22 million last year.
Yeah. And, again, his numbers were down, so. I'm on the fence with this one.
Yeah, what did you say?
I'm on the fence with this one. On one hand, I think Jeter, he's the man. He's been the man on the Yankees for the last 14, 15 years.
Right.
On the other hand, his numbers were low last year, and he's getting older. So, I don't know.
Good point. Bottom line is, barring something really, really crazy that happens in this negotiation, we all know Derek Jeter's is going to at some point sign with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, in his career with the Yankees, get his 3,000 hits. Well, more
yep.
than 3,000 hits.
Yep.
Because he should be getting it this year, barring a serious injury. And Mariano Rivera, he's going to sign a deal. And now it looks like his agent's talking to him. Maybe, he should, consider, a multi-year deal, at least a 3-year deal, because Mariano wanted to at first, play it a year by year, but, the agent's looking out for his player, because who knows, maybe this year could be the last year of Mariano Rivera's dominance.
Yeah.
And at least it ensures that he'll be in the league for 2 or 3 years. So
I told you, Mariano, he looks like he could play until he's 50 years old.
He sure does, man.
All he has to do is just throw a ball. I mean,
and he's a great fielder. I mean,
yeah.
So I mean, this guy. I mean, other than Jeter, you know, he's a great player. I mean, he didn't come off a good year.
Mhm.
But Mariano, on the other hand, a lot of teams would sign up to sign Mariano.
Yeah.
Given the opportunity, but Mariano, Mariano, you know, he's going to come back to the Bronx.
You know, I hope we get Jeter back. I hope he does come back, but again, you know, I don't want to give him all that money. You know.
Are you worried that the possibility that he might go to another team or?
It's slim. I can't see him going anywhere else. I mean, where he's going to go, the Royals? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I doubt that too. I mean, he did go. I don't see him going to the Tigers either, even though he is from
Michigan.
Detroit. From Michigan, I should say.
Yeah.
From Michigan, but then again, he grew up a Yankee fan, so.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I don't think you guys need to worry about it, but
yeah.
Like I always say about my teams, you know, until it's official, it ain't official, so. But we'll wait and see. But most likely, you know, Jeter and Mariano, and most likely Cliff Lee will all be wearing pink stripes.
I hope so.
And shifting gears to the other team in New York, the other baseball team, my New York Mets, they're days away from officially announcing who's their new Met manager.
The manager.
Manager.
Who do you think the manager is going to be?
Right now, I mean, there's reports that it's most likely going to be Bob Melvin, who was a former Arizona Diamondback and Seattle Mariner coach.
Yeah.
Or it could be Terry Collins, who managed the Angels and the Astros.
Or it could be you, Will.
Well,
could be a good manager for the Mets.
It might be. Give me millions of dollars, I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, you already got the Met hat and the Met jacket. You're ready to go.
Right.
All you need now is, you know, you need the book. what is that? What is it called? Playbook? No, it's not called a playbook, is it?
I don't think they really use a playbook in baseball.
No, but they do have some kind of book, though.
Well, I mean, you know, to check out the statistics, you know.
Yeah, that book or something.
You know, the history of, like, what a player does against a team.
Yeah. No, but they do have certain, you know, like, certain, like, codes and, you know, signs.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'd read it if they give, sure, if they give me the job.
Yeah. You know, the sabermetrics. That's what you call it, right? Sabermetrics, whatever that is called.
Well, I mean, sabermetrics is part of, you know, like, I think it's part of Moneyball, you know, which Alderson, who is the new GM.
Yeah, analyzes, you know, player stats, you know, how good they do.
On base percentage.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
A lot of teams are using that now.
Yeah. So yeah, but the dark horses of the of this race, because it's a 4-team managerial race. The other two candidates are I'm trying to remember I already said Bob Melvin. It's Chip Hale, who never had any managerial experience, and he was a third base coach, and he was a very good third base coach for them last year, much better than Razor Shine was 2 years ago. And
Razor Ramon?
No, Razor Shines.
Oh.
And the last managerial candidate would be my personal favorite, and the fan favorites of most Mets fans would be Wally Backman, the you know, the spark plug, the tough, gritty second baseman of the championship 86 team.
Yeah.
And you know, he has the reputation of being a fiery guy, which, you know, fans love that passion. But he's also a strategic, analytical guy. He looks at stats. You know, he would compliment. I think he'd be the best candidate for the job. But some people are thinking maybe because when he was in the independent league after getting fired by the Arizona Diamondbacks for a DWI incident, like in 04,
DWI
he managed the independent league team. And
DWI.
One of those stuff. And what was I gonna say? He got offended. You know, he got upset at one of the games, and he had a famous tirade. But he threw like 24 baseball bats onto the field. And one of the announcers was saying that, you know, it was childish, you know, it's unprofessional. And apparently he heard about it, so he ran upstairs and he was saying, you know, why are you saying I'm unprofessional and stuff like that? And the paraphrase, of course, and the guy was saying, you know, what he was doing was unprofessional and stuff like that. And he said, if you say that again, I'm going to kick your butt or something like that. Apparently it's on YouTube.
Wow.
I haven't checked that out yet, but.
Wow.
I should definitely check that out.
That's crazy.
And, you know, that's why some people are having a negative feeling of him as a manager. But, I mean, you know, it shows how passionate of a guy he is, you know.
Yeah.
Even in independent league, I mean, this guy really took it seriously.
Well, yeah, I mean, you need fiery managers like that. You know, you don't want a manager who doesn't say or do anything. The team is losing, or when players need to be motivated, you know, you want someone to speak up.
Right.
And, you know, just serve, you know, just be an example to the team.
Okay.
Be a true leader, you know?
Right. And Dan Ugla, who was.
You want someone like Art Howe again, do you?
Oh, no, no, no. And ironically, Alderson hired him in when he was in Oakland.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
But, what was I going to say? Darn it, I forgot what I was about to say. Well, yeah, you definitely need a fiery manager.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right, exactly what I was going to say. Dan Ugla, who was a player in the Diamondbacks organization, I think AA, before he got traded to the Marlins, where Ugla started his career. Wally Backman was his manager, and he says nothing but glowing things about him. He was saying, like a couple of months ago, he was saying that how he would run through a wall for, you know, Wally Backman. He's a tremendous manager. And then just recently, this week, a couple of days ago, he got traded to the Braves. And he was even going to fly down so he could talk to the Kevin Burkhardt from SNY to tell him about, you know, but apparently he couldn't. So he just released a statement and said that he's a tremendous coach.
No.
Stuff like that. So you got a guy, you know, a guy who's, now in the divisional rival, well, he's always a divisional rival because he was traded from the Marlins to the Braves. You got a guy saying glowing things about a guy who managed him in Double A. Well, here, without further ado, here's the Wally Backman ejection right here. Let me skip ahead here. I didn't screen this thing right here. Load. But I know you're a diehard Yankee fan, and you're probably not paying too much attention of this whole this whole managerial thing?
I've been busy, really. So I really haven't had, I really haven't had time to pay much attention to really anything.
Right.
But I mean, I've heard some stuff. I've read some stuff also, but now right now you don't really know who's gonna be next manager yet. I mean, it's only. I mean, they're just, throwing out names out there, but you don't really know who they're going to pick yet. I mean, you might never know. It could be Joe Torre by surprise, even.
Nah, they cut it down to the final four because they're going to make it's going to be either Wally Backman, Terry Collins, Bob Melvin.
You never know. They may be saying four, but it might be more than that.
No. It's official. They're gonna make the announcement on Tuesday. They'd even bother interviewing Bobby Valentine. So it's between those four men.
If it was me, I'd probably go with Wally Backman.
Yeah, I would do it too. But
yeah.
His rumor is that Alderson, he wants a guy who has experience. Well, here's the footage.
What the fuck is going on?
The hell?
Stupid thing is stop and started, man.
Oh.
I didn't screen this thing, so there's, as you can hear, it's a little colorful.
Okay.
He never even fucking said
anything. Damn, God, why does this thing keep starting and starting? If there's any kids listening, step away for a couple of minutes and come back in like 6 minutes. He keeps stopping and starting.
What are you playing it on?
YouTube.
Oh.
I don't know why it's stopped.
Damn it, you've had a horse shit all day. What'd he say to you? What'd he say?
Yeah, what's that, Garnet? Why does this thing keep stopping and starting?
This is buffering.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Keep buffering. Sorry, maybe I should stop this sort of thing from the beginning and
yeah.
Edit player.
Oh, this is bullshit. I never said a goddamn word to the guy. You know it.
Maybe I should do that. Maybe that's what I should do. I should start this thing from the beginning because they keep stopping and starting. Apologize for that, folks. I guess we'll switch gears to the Knicks after this thing. Well, this game is it's playing right now, but we're not up to that part yet. There's one of his players is at the play right now. But switching gears, what do you think about the Knicks game?
It was a good game. Knicks are on the road, man. Three in a row. Stoudemire had 39 points last night. Gallinari had, 35 or something?
He had 31 points.
31, okay.
Stoudemire had 35 points and 11 rebounds. And Felton, he had another big game, too.
Yeah. They're running and gunning. I mean, the defense is still lacking, but...
Yeah.
I mean, they're playing better now.
Oh, yeah.
It's, all about chemistry,
I won three games in a row after beating Clippers. Oh, here's the footage.
What the fuck is going on? He never even fucking said anything. What'd he say to you? He never even looked at you. He never even fucking looked at you. You're done, so. For what? What did I just say? You motherfucker.
fuck? He's kicking dirt onto the field after the guy ejected.
100% a goddamn word to the guy. You know it. You know it.
He's managing this.
I want to know what I said.
Georgia
Peanuts. I'm going to ask you what I said. In your report. Pick your report and shove it up your fucking ass. That's some bullshit. You're the last guy I bumped out. I knocked you on your fucking ass.
Wally.
Look at him, your fucking report.
Wally.
You little fucking pinstreak.
He's fucking all up in the guy's ear.
Wally. Oh, damn it. Wally, let's go. I want to know what I said. I'll leave the field when he tells me what he threw me out for. I don't have to know.
You got to go yesterday. You got to go now.
What did I say? Jesus, you're goddamn it being an embarrassment to professional baseball being like that.
Wally,
it is right.
Wally, please.
First fucking time you've ever fucking umpired a professional baseball. Am I right? Wally,
fucking joke.
He's walking off the field.
Oh.
And as I mentioned, this is the first time I'm watching it, but from all accounts, he's not gonna be done yet. He's walking off the field as we speak. The player got ejected. He said he's not gonna say anything to that guy. Oh, now he's throwing like three or four. He's throwing bats onto the field right now as we speak.
Oh.
There's like 10 bats on the field right now. Now he's throwing balls onto the field. Oh, man. He's telling the catcher from the other team to move out of the way while he's throwing more bats onto the field. this is gold right here. Oh, man. Lou Piniella-esque. Man. This is awesome. He's still throwing bats onto the field. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Have a beer, Doc.
Now he's going to go have a beer, Dog or Doc or whatever he said. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Oh, I don't know how someone was videotaping this. Holy cow. That's like 24 bats under the field with like, I don't know, 30 balls? I couldn't tell you.
Someone could have got injured.
Yeah, good thing before he threw the other bats, he said, catcher, move out of the way. You know, the catcher from the opposition team there. Oh, they're playing another one, Bites of the Dust, in the background. Oh, God. Man. God. You heard that?
I did hear it, yeah.
Wally Beckman said that none of his players picked the stuff off the floor. Now he's walking off. He chipped one of his nails. Now he's getting he's asking for
she's got some in there.
He's asking for more
cookies. I'll just walk up this way.
Who's taping this?
I wish I knew.
God damn.
Wow. They played another one bites the dust while he's walking off. Oh, man. Can't make this stuff up.
Oh,
oh man. Well, here's his reaction. This is a quick one. Let me play that quickly. Here's his reaction.
I've seen it happen one other time this year. He were ahead and still won the game. Closing. Happened. Our place. We didn't get.
touching. They knew that at 11 o'clock game. Should have put the tarp on earlier in the game. Would have finished the game. Could have gone time. And if the tarp on, we would have what he's seen and probably tried to put the There's some flaws in the league. The players are firing at him. Whoever's fine.
Did it stop or something?
You can't hear it?
Oh, I didn't hear it. I just hear blank.
Well, he was pretty much saying that how he wanted to know. Hopefully the people on the air heard that and didn't think there was dead air or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There was dead air for a second.
Man, he pretty much was saying that how, you know, his player Doc Brooks got ejected from a ball call, and he didn't even look at the guy. After a ball call, and he got ejected, and then afterwards, Ollie Backman was arguing for his play, and he got ejected, and pretty much his whole tirade, he got pretty PO'd because they didn't tell him what he said for him to upset the guy for him to get ejected, and that led for him, you know, cursing the umpire out and. The other umpire that was trying to break up the whole situation.
Right.
And he started getting upset and he started throwing bats onto the field, say about 24, and he started throwing balls onto the field. And then he tells the guy, Doc, the guy who got ejected, let's come on, let's go. And then when he was walking off, he was telling his players to, you know, leave none of his players, you know, pick up the stuff off the floor. off the field, I should say. And he was pretty much saying that how the umpiring is horrible and how those guys never played in the major leagues, so they don't know what the heck they're doing and stuff like that.
Crazy.
Well, that show, I mean... That's why some of the people think, you know, he's, you know, out of control, that he shouldn't be a manager. But, hey, I think he's still my pick to lead the team. That shows how much he cares.
Yeah.
I think he went a little overboard with the bats and throwing the balls onto the field. But this guy's passionate about an independent league game. Imagine how
fiery.
Much passion he'd be on a major league game.
He's fiery.
Yeah. The guy, he fights for his players, which, you know, Gary Manuel, I mean, rarely did. I mean, he did it occasionally, but that's not in his nature.
Yeah, I like
the guy. This definitely seals, hopefully, the deal with him being the manager.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, but we'll see. And switching gears quickly, the Rangers, they won 5-2 against the Wild, Minnesota Wild. They're 11-9-1. But the other teams in the East, I mean the Atlantic, the other local teams, the Devils, they're 5-13, and the Islanders are 4-12. So the only decent team in the NHL locally is the Rangers.
What's the Rangers record?
They're 11-9-1. They have one.
Oh, 11-9-1. Okay.
While the Devils, they're oddly enough, they're playing 5-13, and they have two overtime losses. And the Islanders, they're 4-12, and they have three overtime losses. The Rangers is actually the better team thus far, you know, into this season. And they're in third place in the Atlantic the division. So keep up, Rangers. Let's go, Rangers.
Yeah. We need to bring the cup, the Stanley Cup, back to the Garden
in
New York City.
In 94, well, it was a magical time in the city. Imagine if my team, our team, the Knicks, would actually came through, because that would have been their best shot to win it in that era.
Yeah, 94 was a magical time indeed, because that was the first time I lost my virginity. I remember it like it was yesterday.
And, of course,
during the finals game.
And unfortunately, there's been some horrible stuff that happened during that finals. Of course, the infamous.
But that wasn't one of them.
the OJ Bronco chase, and of course, you can't compare it. But another horrible thing that happened afterwards was Game 7, when John Starks went 2-for-19 in the Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, we all remember that.
Not that you could compare the double murder of OJ to it, but.
Yeah.
Both happened in that same series, so.
Oh, yeah.
They both deserve mention. And the Knicks, man, they did their thing. They won three in a row. They won in the West, beat the Kings. They beat Warriors, and.
Don't they play the Lakers
Clippers.
Next?
They beat the Clippers. They're gonna face Charlotte. They're gonna come back home to face Charlotte. And play Charlotte. They're going to have a home-and-home series with Charlotte Bobcats.
Oh, okay.
At MSG and at Charlotte. So they got to keep it up. And Blake Griffin.
Go, New York. Go, New York. Go.
Yeah, go, New York. Go, New York. Go, indeed, man. Gallo is emerging as a star player right now. I mean, he's dominating. He made 35 straight free throws. For like 14 points in the fourth quarter yesterday, and he's seven shy from the franchise record that Chris Duhon set.
Keep it up, he needs to keep it up.
Yeah, he definitely does. And the Nets, they lost to Melo.
And who cares about the Nets?
Yeah, I had to make a little honorable mention, you know, because you know there's some some legend, some Net fans out there, you know. One of the legion of legends who's listening right now.
Yeah.
Like the Nets, I gotta, you know. I'll give them a little, you know. No attention to. But okay, let's go Knicks. Keep this going.
Yeah.
6-8. This is the first time I'm actually excited about a 6-8 team, but.
Hey, they're playing good, like you said, you know. Hopefully they can keep it up and get back to 500.
Oh, yeah. Because D'Antoni is definitely – this is the first time in D'Antoni's tenure as the Knicks that he's finally on the – he's finally got the pressure on him. There's no excuses this year.
Yep.
He's definitely on the hot seat starting this year, but I don't think they're going to fire him.
Nah, they'll probably keep him for one more year at least.
Yeah, they definitely got to keep him, you know, because you got to see if – you know, because this guy supposedly has a good relationship with all these star players like Melo and Wade and Carmelo. And, well, you saw I didn't do anything with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this guy, you know, teaches his guys to play defense. Luckily, Walsh's acquisitions this year, they actually play defense, so they should improve. And they have been improving these last couple of games.
Yeah, they've been playing better.
Yeah. But, switching gears quickly to the little sports entertainment, you know, the Raw, man, that was the best Raw of the year.
Oh, yeah. It had that old school feel, the old WWF logo.
Yep.
You know, they had the retro wrestler, backstage wrestler interviews, even during the matches.
Yeah, that was good. I mean, they even had the old school, the original Monday Night Raw intro,
oh, yeah.
But they had the new, but they, you know, put the new guys into it.
Yep. I love that.
They had Mean Gene Okerlund back. And surprisingly, they had Slick, who was a manager back in the days.
Yeah.
For the bad guys. He showed up. He hasn't been there for a while.
Yeah, and you know, right now they're giving a rerun on Mundos. So you guys who have Mundos, even the rerun of Raw on there.
You watching it?
Yeah, I see it here. The new Heart Dynasty versus Nexus.
Oh, right. Heath Slater and Justin Gabriel.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Tyson Kidd officially went heel. And,
yeah.
He kicked, instead of, you know, trying to regain the tag team titles, he kicked his teammate, Davey Boy Smith. David Hart Smith, the son of the British Bulldog, Davey Boy Smith. So, at the end of that tag team, Sergeant Slaughter was against Alberto Del Rio. Of course, Del Rio won.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but I mean, I know he's an imitation. He's like a, you know, a mix between, I don't know, Razor Ramon and JBL, but I kind of like the gimmick. I don't know about you.
I don't know. He might grow on me, but right now I don't know about him.
The only thing I don't like about him is his wrestling attire, man.
I mean, he acts like Ricky Ricardo.
And he has a little JBL, you know, he comes out, you know, with a car. I mean, JBL came out with a limousine, so they're both, like, rich people. They, you know, snobby, you know, characters who look down on people. You know, a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, he reminds you of Ricky Ricardo.
No, well, Ricky Ricardo's character on the show wasn't like that. I mean.
Yeah, but he was like, you know, he was kind of like suit, tie, casual-looking, business-casual guy.
Yeah.
I guess that, and Latin also, right?
Well, yeah. But he's more of a villain. I mean, Ricky Ricardo's character wasn't a villain. I mean, unless
well,
when he...
No, but he just reminds you of Ricky Ricardo for some reason. I don't know why, but he just does. Lucy, I'm home. What are you days you're going to see that watch?
Maybe. And like I'm saying, the only thing I, I'm not cool with his character is his ring attire. I mean, his short shorts. I mean, dude could put on some pants, you know.
For real.
You know, wear some, like some old school Y2J kind or... You know, stuff like that.
You know, it is kind of getting.
I mean, two weeks ago, I suppose. you saw TNA?
I saw a little bit of it. I saw Mickey James by one of the girls from Beautiful People.
Right.
I saw Abbott come out with, a casket. I mean, like Undertaker. But I didn't see all of it because I slept.
SmackDown, I saw it over yesterday. Pretty much, Edge still keeps giving up to Paul Bearer, and he threw volleyball on his head. He had him tied up.
Wow.
So he threw pizza all over him, hot wings on him. He was pretty much torturing him, you know. And, Survivor Series is in 5-on-5. Rey Mysterio, which has Rey Mysterio, MVP, Chris Masters, Big Show, and Kofi Kingston versus Team Del Rio, which has Del Rio, Tyler Rex, a new guy. I can't remember who else was on. I can cut that. Cody Rhodes, and who's the other guy? Did I mention all of them?
I think he did.
Okay, well, Of course, the main event, you know, King versus Edge for the World Heavyweight title. And some big matches with John Cena, Fired, are free. But it's Randy Orton versus Wade Barrett. You know the stipulations. Check it out tonight if you want to. See you guys next week. Thank you for listening, everybody. Bye.